Authoritarian Sociopathy, Toward a Renegade Psychological Experiment. Chapter 6, Reclaiming Lost Ground. Ethical concerns raised by these experiments led to changes in the APA ethical guidelines for psychological research. When I first pitched the idea of a renegade psychological experiment, I erroneously believed that the APA was a government agency and that repeating these experiments had been made illegal. I even suspected that the experiment I proposed might be criminal, and precautions would have to be taken to protect the participants from state reprisal. It turns out I was wrong on all counts. The American Psychological Association, APA, is the largest professional organization of psychologists in the United States and Canada. At most, their ethical guidelines are a criterion that influences public funding. APA ethical guidelines are not law. In fact, versions of these experiments have been repeated, often in other countries, all with similar results. The most interesting finding, which I rarely hear acknowledged, was that no experiment found any significant difference between the degree of obedience exhibited by either gender. So the natural obedience that some people attribute to women is simply not expressed when tested. Instead, it seems that men and women are equally willing to murder an innocent victim if any authority figure tells them to. Still, these changes to the APA ethical guidelines have essentially neutered any meaningful research on authoritarian sociopathy. There have been a handful of more recent studies that flesh out the findings of these classic experiments, and the implications of their results are no less startling. But they are far less dramatic because of the new limitations. Devoid of shock value, this research doesn't penetrate mainstream culture, and so it has failed to safeguard society against the dangers of obedience. The scientific study of obedience and authority has largely been relegated to the water cooler banter of academics. Nonetheless, it is prudent to examine the other experiments before we design our own. Even those who trumpet the results of the Stanford Prison Experiment and the Milgram Experiment have likely never heard of these less dramatic studies, so let's take a look.